brothers and sisters in Christ. I come to you with greetings, even though I am in quarantine. Know of my prayers and how I have been lifting you up. I want to just offer to you today this reflection upon our gospel this Sunday, a gospel that shows forth the divine power of Jesus, an authority over Satan and all unclean spirits. And within this gospel as well, though, we see the tactics of the devil. We see how he tries to drive us away from the Lord. And it's in a subtlety, in a small little lie, that tries to distort everything. Notice what this man says that has the unclean spirit. When he cried out, he said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Now Jesus will later in the scriptures refer to Satan as the prince of darkness, the father of lies. And within this statement of the man in our gospel today, we see a lie at work. Though it's so subtle, it is really quite impactful. It's the use of the pronoun us. Because in this gospel, it's an unclean spirit in the man. It's not multiple unclean spirits. It's just a singular. So the correct pronoun should have been, "What have you to do with me, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy me? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But that's not what the unclean spirit uses. He lies and says, "What have you to do with us?" As if to tell the man, he's not here just for me, he's here for you too. Both of us. And I know who he is. He's the Holy One of God. And thus, he says, "Have you come to destroy us?" That's the lie he is speaking to this man. A lie then, though so subtle, almost hard to pick up on, brings about fear. It distorts the goodness of God and how he wants to set us free, how his amazing love is meant to embrace us, not destroy us. His mercy is to cast out the unclean spirits so that we who are held captive may be set free. But when we believe the lie, all of that is distorted and even rejected. Because the lie, we think, is the truth. That I'm going to be punished and even maybe destroyed because he's come for me with this unclean spirit. And nothing is farther from the truth. For Jesus has come into the world to save us, to redeem us, not to destroy us. But until we pick out that lie, until we notice that that's what's causing this fear and this rejection and distortion of God, we remain distant, right where Satan wants us. For he continues just to keep us back in the shadows, whispering this lie to us, so as to keep us distant. And this lie may be coming in other forms. A lie that just simply,
when we have experienced a setback or a failure at an endeavor, when a new one comes along that would help just advance the gospel, or just even just the goodness of our hearts, or for the benefit of another person, Satan's right there just saying, are you sure you can do this? Are you capable? And we forget then of God's amazing grace that is always there to help us. And we begin to believe the lie that maybe I'm not cut out for this endeavor. Or maybe it's a past sin that Satan just kind of brings up every now and then, just as a way to start to eke in that little lie of, could I still be loved? Yes, I've been forgiven, but does God love me as much? And there becomes that lie and that fear and that doubt, that distortion, all because we believe the lie and not the goodness and the truth of who God is and his amazing love for us. You see, this is the tactic of the devil, keeping us away, keeping us hidden. But that's why Jesus comes. He enters into this synagogue and he begins to shed light upon this lie. He brings his truth and his goodness and his love. And when we ask him for the grace to show forth whatever lie we have been believing, it will come, it will surface. And when it does, may we follow how this gospel continues. That is, a letting Jesus remove it and not doing it ourselves. For the man in this scripture did not try to combat the devil himself, but rather it was Jesus straight away who simply said, quiet, as if to silence the lie, as if to tell the demon, no, I'm not here to destroy this man. I'm here to remove you, demon. I'm here to set the man free, to be embraced in my love. And so to your lie, I say, quiet. Come out. There's his authority. There's the power of Almighty God. And he wants to do the same for us, to help us identify what lies are keeping us from Jesus, from him, and to bring them to him so that he may quiet them and cast them out, setting us free. Free then to see the goodness of God and his amazing love. May we then, with God's grace, have whatever lie we've been believing turned over to Jesus, and may his most precious blood wash them away, so that we too may experience the freedom and the joy and the amazing love of the goodness of God and is the truth of our faith. Praise be Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us.